Good morning, boys and girls. The story this morning is called Doreen's Jewel Box. Just one more week and it would be Doreen's birthday. To think of it, she would be 10 years old. Mother said she was just 5 minutes to 10. Doreen was not at all backward in saying out loud what she was expecting. "You see, Mother," she would say, "I've been too big for a tricycle for a long time. I need a bicycle." Later, "Mother, don't you think I should have a big dollhouse with stairs and a fireplace and electric lights?" Mother listened patiently, explaining that she and Daddy had barely enough to buy food and clothes for the family. But Doreen didn't seem to hear. "You know, Mother," she went on, "when I am 10, I'd like a pretty jewel case." "A jewel case? What an idea. You don't wear jewelry." "Well, Kitty Naylor has one. Can't I have anything nice?" "Oh, don't say that," said Mother. "I would be surprised if something would turn up yet to make you happy." "A bicycle," cried Doreen. "I don't think it could be that," said Mother. "It would cost too much. But let me see, if you are very eager for a jewel case, that gives me an idea, a different idea." "Oh," exclaimed Doreen, "what kind of idea?" "Well, you see," said Mother, with a mysterious smile, "when her birthday came, it was still hardly light when she awoke, pushed down the covers, sat up and rubbed her eyes and looked around. There was no bicycle and no dollhouse. On the chair beside her bed lay a flat package. Jumping up, Doreen put on her clothes with one eye all the time on the package. She had decided to keep the pleasure of opening it until she went downstairs. There was no bicycle or dollhouse downstairs. Evidently, Mother had spent all her money on this gift. Snip, snip went the scissors, and off fell the string, and then the paper. Inside was a beautiful cardboard box of mottled green color. "How pretty," she exclaimed. Carefully lifting the lid, she peeped inside. "A Bible?" "Yes," Mother said. "You will find that it is a very special jewel box, packed full of the richest gems." Doreen looked doubtful. "Gems?" "Yes, memory gems," said Mother. "Daddy and I have spent lots of money on this jewel box, and if you are careful, it will last all of your life. When you are grown up, you will still be telling about the lovely gems you found inside this jewel box." Doreen carefully lifted the book out of its box. "Look at the gold edges with the red shining through, and what thin paper and lovely leather. It's just like a jewel box anyway." Inside on the first blank page, Doreen read, "To our darling Doreen on her 10th birthday with love from Mother and Daddy." Below was a verse of scripture. "Acquaint now thyself with him, and lay up his words in thine heart." Job 22:21-22. Doreen read it. "Is that the first jewel?" Mother said, "Yes. Now why not look for pearls and diamonds, sapphires, rubies, emeralds, and other precious stones?" "But how can I find them?" asked Doreen. "Keep on the lookout for the beautiful sentences beginning with P. They will do for pearls. Those beginning with R will do for rubies. E for emeralds and D for diamonds." "See? Yes," said Doreen. "What a lovely idea." "I can think of a pearl," said Mother, "in the 4th chapter of 1 John, verse 18. Perfect love casteth out fear." "I know one," said Doreen. "Praise ye the Lord." "That's right," said Mother. "There's a whole string of those pearls in Psalm 148-150. Doreen turned the thin leaves carefully. "Yes," she cried, "I can see 2, 3, 4 pearls all at once." "Yes," said Mother. "Don't you think this is the best sort of jewel box? Ordinary pearls and diamonds would sparkle in their box, but we'd have to shut them up and put them away. But these jewels from this wonderful book we can carry with us all day long, and they become more and more beautiful." "Yes," said Mother, said Doreen, "they sort of go on sparkling in our heads afterwards, don't they?" "Where are the rubies?" "A verse that begins with an R, What about remember? I know, cried Doreen. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Exodus 28. Mother agreed. And can you think of an emerald, a text beginning with an E? Remember the one about good gifts? Oh, yes. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father. Yes, now try for a diamond or a ruby. Here's the diamond, said Doreen. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give the desires of thine heart. And the ruby, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. What does that mean? That Jesus doesn't want us to worry, said Mother. If we don't get all that we think we need right away, we are to leave it with him to give us what is best for us. Does that include bicycles and a dollhouse too, Mother? Maybe. Jesus will see that we get what we ask for just as soon as he sees it will be good for us. Or he will make us sure that we get something better. We can trust him. That is what it means to rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Now add a sapphire, a message from Jesus himself. It says in the last chapter of the Bible, the next to last verse. Doreen soon found it. Surely I come quickly. Read the emerald in the same verse, said Mother. Even so, come Lord Jesus, read Doreen. Mother, this is a wonderful jewel box. Yes, said Mother, it's the world's richest treasure chest. So we all have that opportunity to read our jewel boxes that we have, all of us that have a Bible. And I just would like to hope that you can all find these little jewels in here and share them with people that you know. Okay, would somebody like to pray?
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for our story. I hope. Can you help me a little bit? Can you help me a little bit?
Go ahead.
Help me a little bit. To remember our jewels
and the Bible.
In Jesus' name I pray, amen.